Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And a fun talk this week with a college student athlete that is really doing something unique and combining her her love of sports and art. And happy to talk about this with Kiara McCarroll, a redshirt senior on the Auburn University track and field team. And Kiara, thanks for coming on this week. Pleasure to have you. I saw your Instagram account and then was fascinated by your artwork and your love of art as well as sports, and you're just the perfect guest to have on here, a multi-sport athlete. And I know you love trying new things. I know you love staying busy. You're definitely doing that. Kind of give my audience a little idea about your journey in track and field first.
My journey in track and field has been probably the farthest thing from, I should say, like, what is considered normal for most track and field athletes, especially collegiate ones. I started doing track as just something to do when I was in seventh grade, and then I kind of really started enjoying it, and my mom was like, you should try this track club in at South Salem, and I attended West Salem High School, and I was like, okay, sure, and so I went. And then I really, really started to enjoy it. At this time, I had been playing basketball from probably the age of 5 up until now, and was still playing in when I started track. And then it got to a point where I kind of started liking going to track practice more than I did basketball. And then when I was a sophomore in high school, I stopped playing basketball and just continued with track and doing indoor. And at the track club that I was at, all of the older kids did the multi-event, and so that's kind of what I started doing. And then one day I saw my coach throwing the javelin like all night after practice, and I was like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that so bad. And then I started throwing jab and bounced around with coaches and stuff until I found my coach out in Portland, Scott Halley, and I continued to throw with him. And then out of high school, I took some visits and visited Oregon and eventually ended up signing there and stayed there for 2 years, and I was an All-American for them twice.
Yep.
And then after my sophomore year, I decided, I was like, you know what, it's time for a change of scenery and get out and go see the world. So I ended up in Alabama, of all places. But and now I'm here throwing under Coach Ebel, and he's fantastic. And I haven't had a chance to throw jab for them or do outdoor yet because of coronavirus, but I'm super excited for it to kick off next month.
Yeah, excited for you. And we're with Kiara McCarroll. She's a senior at Auburn on track and field. And it's kind of unique, the javelin. You meet somebody, they ask what sport you're in. You say track and field, and you tell them you throw the javelin. What's their reaction?
Oh, my goodness. They're usually like the long pointy thing. And I'm like, yeah. The best thing is when I'm like carrying my jabs in the airport and they're in like a big long pole, and I usually get people like, are those fishing rods? Are those skis? And I'm like, no, they're spears.
How fun is it going through security with a javelin in a big long tube at the airport?
You have to plan ahead. I mean, yeah. Man, 3 hours before your plane goes, and then usually they go in there, they open them up, they pull a scan through, they're like, what are these for? I'm like, they're track and field implements. I haven't had too many crazy stories, but I do know of events where, like, people in Canada have flown with, like, Air Canada, and they've cut, in order to fit them on a plane, they've cut, like, their pole vaults and their javelins, and thankfully nothing like that has ever happened to me, but,
yeah,
it can be a bit interesting sometimes.
Absolutely. And along with your love of sports, you have a great talent in art as well. And that started in high school as well. You're passionate about that. So kind of take me, how did we get to this point with your art?
So when I was in high school, I had signed up for an elective class, and it was for pottery. And I saw my teacher kind of throwing on the wheel in the back after class, and it was my first little term doing it. And she's like, oh, well, next term you get to do it. And I was like, okay. And so then I did it, and I really enjoyed it. I was in there almost every day after school when I wasn't practicing, just trying to throw on the pottery on the wheel and get better. And then after a while, I switched out of her class, and then I was an aide for that teacher. And then my mom found out that there was an open studio in Salem that had you could go there, you could buy clay, and you could go throw and use their glazes, and they would burn all pottery for you. And so I was doing that up until I graduated. I was excited when I went to U of O that I was going to be able to, you know, use their studio because they had one. But little did I know being a student athlete would take up a lot of my time. So I do what I can to try and keep up with my talents. And watercolor wasn't a medium that I had used before. My sister introduced it to me about a year and a half ago. And then once I started, I can't stop. I mean, sometimes I just paint until 4 a.m. and I have no idea that I'm doing it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's great artwork. I saw your Etsy page. Definitely invite people. You said I think you've sold out of some of that stuff, or you have some great holiday cards leading up to Christmas. That's the Running Brush on Etsy, and then also you have you invite people to check out your Instagram for your art, Hand Painted by Kiera, is also fantastic. And it looks like your mom is your art business manager. She's telling you to sell everything online.
Yes, she's the most supportive woman when it comes to anything that we do, whether that was in high school and driving me an hour and a half every single day to practice, to buying me stuff in order for me to be able to be painting and things like that. She always is like, I'm just supporting you. Whatever you're passionate about, I'm going to support you. So, yeah, she gives me all kinds of advice on what to do. She really pushed me to start an Etsy page. She's like, here, people need to see this. And it's hard to get exposure and stuff like that, but I definitely think that once I'm done with college, I would love for it to be something that I could make a serious part of my life, because it's extremely relaxing, and it's a mental break different from sports, and really forces me to just like slow down and focus on what I'm doing, and I get to listen to relaxing music and just enjoy myself. So it is definitely something I would like to keep up with after college.
Yeah, very talented on the athletic field, very talented in art as well. We're with Kiera McCarroll. And interesting about you, Kiera, you were born in British Columbia, even though you grew up in the U.S. You're a Canadian citizen. As with most athletes, Olympic dreams, is that kind of on your horizon here in the near future?
Of course. Honestly thankful that coronavirus happened, because I feel like it gave me a bit more of an opportunity, because I mean, last year I don't know how prepared I would have been, and this year it gives me a bit more of a competitive push for the Olympic trials. I mean, if the Olympics, and that's what God would like me to do, then by all means I'm going to go for it. But I'm just happy to get the opportunity to go to the Olympic trials this year in Canada, and maybe represent my country, if it not be at this Olympics, then in 2024 in Paris. So whenever it may be, of course. I mean, funny story, I had a letter that I had written to myself in fifth grade, and our teacher was going to give it to us at graduation, and she retired, but she somehow found my mailing address and sent it to me, and I remember opening it, and it was like, have you won a gold medal yet in the Olympics? And little fifth grade me was, you know, still wanting to be an Olympian, so I'm gonna do it for her.
Great story. We're wrapping up here with Kiera McCarroll, Auburn University javelin thrower, multi-sport athlete in the track and field world, heptathlete. And you you do something good in the Olympics, Kiera. That'll help your artwork sales right there.
I hope so.
So that last thing as we wrap up, of course, check out her Instagram, Hand Painted by Kiera. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And you kind of touched on it, Kiera, after school, some career in art or design or graphic design or something. Is that maybe in your future?
I mean, I think it would definitely be a side hustle. Right now I'm majoring in speech language pathology, so I don't know. I have to go to grad school for that, so, you know. Life can take you many different directions, so we'll see where it goes.
And you're definitely open to any of it, and you'll be successful in whatever you do. A pleasure having you on. Good luck this this season, and with the Olympic trials, we'll be following you. And great job, and the artwork's fantastic as well. So keep at it, and pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you as well.
Anytime. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks.
Okay.